Radio on the Go can go with you anywhere. Download the free iPhone or Android app at radioonthego.com. Then listen live on your mobile device to 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the Go.
Hi, this is Pam with First Bank Hampton. As a way to get into the holiday spirit and count down to Christmas, we will be holding a holiday promotion, Candy Cane Countdown. This promotion will run from November 22nd through December 21st, and it is open to all kids ages 17 or younger. Make sure to stop into either First Bank Hampton locations for a chance to win one of two fun Christmas baskets. The winner will be announced on December 22nd. No purchase, payment, donation, or account is required to win. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio on the Go about events, meetings, public policy, and issues affecting our area. And now, here's today's Newsmaker program presented by First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Joining us today on the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is Iowa Falls Mayor Mike Emerson, where we're going to talk about his win as re-election there as mayor of Iowa Falls. He defeated challengers Dominic Rocky Damiano and Gene Newgard during the November 7th election. Mike, as always, appreciate the time.
Thanks, Mitch. Always nice to talk to you.
So, Mike, I guess your initial thoughts on being re-elected as Iowa Falls mayor.
Happy to serve again. I had a pretty good feeling that we would win. I didn't think the margin would be what it was, so that was a nice surprise. I guess we've done some good things for the citizens of Iowa Falls, and they wanted to keep me around.
And I guess one of the big things that the challengers were talking about was the disbanding of the dispatch center, moving that to the Hardin County Sheriff's Department. Just your feedback and what you've heard from the community as maybe they've had time to adjust going through that. I know, you know, they pick up the phone, they don't know where they're answering it from anyway. So I guess what you're hearing back now that the dispatch center is gone and the feedback from the community.
Yeah, that transition has gone pretty much the way we thought it was, which is seamless. When somebody picks up the phone and dials 911, they don't necessarily know where the call is going, but they don't necessarily have to as long as someone's answering it. And with technology the way it is, it's not an issue. It gets answered, and the dispatcher gets on the radio and sends whatever public safety entity is necessary, and they get there. So other than a few small little hiccups like a dispatcher maybe messing up a number on a house number and then correcting that, there have not been any major issues. And that can happen anytime you get a new dispatcher in your own dispatch center when they're not quite familiar with the area. So, you know, I encountered that in my years as a police officer. So nothing out of the ordinary. It has been virtually seamless, and we've heard no complaints. At least I haven't, and I'm not aware that City Hall has, because I probably would have heard about them. Not heard any complaints from the public. So it's gone very, very well.
And kind of going off that, under your watch, a couple of years ago when you were elected, when you defeated incumbent Gene Newgard, you're coming out of the pandemic, some police departments around the area suffering in terms of not having a full police department. Now, under your watch, you've kind of seen that police department grow, and at some points been a full police department too, Mike.
Yeah, shortly after I was elected, the former police chief moved on from that job, kind of unexpectedly for us. He moved on, so we had to search for a new chief, and we got one in. We hired Josh Nelson, who had worked with the Hardin County Sheriff's Office for many, many years. And Josh has just really taken the bull by the horn and changed the whole culture of our police department. We're back up to full staff where officers were leaving in the past. We're up to full staff. They're very happy. They're a professional group. That's going really, really well. And I'm very happy with the job that Chief Nelson has been doing.
Always nice to have a full staff. Again, we are joined by Iowa Falls Mayor Mike Emerson as he won re-election during the November 7th city school election with 392 votes. Challenger Dominic Rocky Damiano had 278 votes during that election. Now, Mike, during conversations in the past, some of the things that you talk about are improving housing and the like there in Iowa Falls. Just kind of talk about what you want to see the next few years as you're reelected to another term, maybe possibly including improving some of those buildings, housing areas, etc. there in Iowa Falls.
Yeah, our city council was really focused on the housing issue before I even became mayor last time. You know, I've been lucky enough to now get on the inside there and be able to see the work that they've been doing and support that work, because it's been good work. We have two new residential neighborhoods going up in Iowa Falls. It's going to be phenomenal. We haven't had a new residential neighborhood in well over 40 years. And then another one is in the works. The council just approved a development agreement for another housing development in the city at the last council meeting. So this council is doing some great work. And I have to say, as mayor, I get some input in this stuff, but ultimately the council votes on what happens. And I'm lucky enough to be mayor at a time when we have a council who is really paying attention to that stuff and really wants to see Iowa Falls at least not shrink anymore and hopefully grow. So I'm fortunate to, that it's kind of easy being mayor, quite frankly, because we have a council that is just so focused on doing good things for Iowa Falls that it's not like it's a battle between myself and them. I don't have a vote anyway, but I can rest assured that they're taking all the important things into consideration and really looking out for the town. So that's great.
I know one of the issues that cities and counties are going to see here in the next couple of months with the new fiscal year budgeting process begins, Mike, is kind of a lack of funding seen from the state. Do you have any feel on how that may look for you guys down there in Iowa Falls, or is it kind of too early as you prepare for budget hearings and the like here moving forward?
Yeah, our city manager and our assistant city manager, who is our finance officer, have brought that up and have had to retool a few things. It's a little early to see exactly how that's going to affect us going forward, but it's certainly going to affect us. We are also really good here in Iowa Falls about maintaining a good budget and maintaining reserves for eventualities that may come up. So while it's going to affect us and we may have to tighten our belts in some areas, I'm not too worried about it yet until we get further down the road and kind of see what kind of an impact that may have.
Again, we are joined by Iowa Falls Mayor Mike Emerson talking about his win and re-election there back on November 7th, as he had a couple of challengers during the November 7th election, his second term now as Iowa Falls Mayor, former police officer there in Iowa Falls as well. Mike, before we let you go today, anything else you would like to add?
No, I'm just, I'm honored that the citizens of Iowa Falls wanted me back for another couple years, and I'm just happy to serve and proud to be Mayor of Iowa Falls.
Well, Mike, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us. Always appreciate you getting back to us as well. Nice to talk with you once again, and have a good holiday season.
Always good to talk to you, Mitch. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, that's Mike Emerson, today's guest on our Newsmaker program.
First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com, click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio on the Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
As this year's harvest season comes to a completion, the planning for the next year's crop begins. Hi, this is Brian Prowley at First Bank Hampton. If you're looking to purchase a new or upgrade an existing piece of farm equipment, you can count on First Bank Hampton to provide you with competitive rates and terms. We've been your ag bank for generations, and we're still committed to provide you with all the financial tools you need to run a successful farming operation. Stop in and visit with our ag lending team for more information. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.